Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball towards right. Kress settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kress. Chapman moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Funk is chasing the ball. Lazzari rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0-for-1 in the game. Gregory hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Combs for the double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from Barry and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Charlie Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazzari for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0-for-2 in the game. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gregory moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gregory moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Self reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kress is walked intentionally. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0 for 3 in the game. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gregory for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Combs is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funk hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seeds moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.